What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
That was in the top 10 out here, maybe all time.
Way down under.
Wow.
Incredible how he brought that ball back. Look at this. Whoa. Look at him bring that back.
And whether it was ESPN or NBA TV, a lot of people had thoughts about Noah Essengay getting dunked on in Summer League last night. Also, speaking of caught a bad one, and oh no, LiAngelo Ball is in. He is in these Twitter streets having a rough time these days, too. He might swerve on that corner. Whoa.
I got the name of the guy that dunked on.
What's his name?
It is John William Furphy.
Oh, okay.
Johnny Furphy from Australia.
Oh.
Hence the Down Under reference.
Yeah.
In the call.
I met a lot of people who cover the NBL in Australia this past weekend. So that was interesting to like get their thoughts on Josh Giddey. But look, man, if you'd like to take some positives from it, he at least was willing to try and defend the rim.
Oh, okay. From Essengay. All right.
That's how that I give him credit for understanding that there's the possibility that you're going to be posterized, and he is for eternity posterized. But you're still trying to guard the basket. I give credit for that.
You ever seen that photo of Ryan Pace, the former Bears general manager, kind of peeking through an open door?
Oh, yeah.
It just kind of followed him for the rest of his. Every time something bad would happen, that photo would pop up all over Twitter. It'd be Ryan Pace looking at everything cool, guys.
I think Joe Ostrowski had it for a long time as his avatar on Twitter.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. And I feel like this photo that is posted in the studio here of Essengay getting dunked on like that is going to come up just over and over unless he becomes awesome.
I know that people have seen it.
You're going to get it for the yeah. Twitch. Somebody has put in the studio. Someone has printed
this
out.
Who did that? That's tough times for the Rook, man.
Somebody printed this out in black and white, and Lawrence is holding it up for the cameras now so everyone can see. He's printed it up in black and white. It's a photo of the dunk, which looks photoshopped. It looks like that couldn't possibly be Noah Essengay's proper face.
Looks like
and
he's
head.
Being possessed.
Yeah, but it's real. It happened. And then in big white letters, somebody has put on it, wildest dunk of Summer League. I think it's one of the wildest dunks, you know, of recent history.
I think that of Summer League is fair.
He looks like he's getting literally killed.
It does. That's
the face you make right before it's over.
The reaction shot is not great, but dunks like this go on all the time in the NBA.
But not with that face. It's the
not
face.
The face.
The face.
And it's the idea of like this is a young guy who I don't imagine that in the league that he's in Germany, that this happens to him that often because he's one of the better young players in that league.
Just eating a lot of rim tonight.
And one of the things that he's going to have to get used to, if you just look at him, he's going to have to get used to the physicality of the NBA.
Of the John William Furphys of the NBA.
Well,
they're going to meet in the G League.
If you would like to see Noah Essanay, I would tell you that you should spend a lot of time in Hoffman Estates.
Here's his way to get on top of this. Here's his way to flip this around.
To dunk on this guy?
That's probably not going to happen. But the way Angel Reese flipped around Meebounds and trademarked it, Essanay needs to have the Hoffman Estates Bulls D-League team do a bobblehead of that. That'd be funny.
It's the Windy City Bulls.
Whatever.
Not the Hoffman Estate Bulls.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. You know.
The Windy City Bulls. Is it that windy in Hoffman Estates?
Sure. The politics there is also windy, like it is here. But yes, this is the photo. I don't know who did this. Y'all know who did. Ray. So wait. Hold on. Now we do process of elimination. This happened last night. My show's producers, the afternoon show, say they have no idea who did it. The midday EP says he doesn't know who did it, which pretty much tells us who did it. Someone on the morning show did this.
Okay.
All right.
We've narrowed it down. Who? It's like we're playing guess who here. So I'm flipping down. Okay.
I'm going to go with Haw. Haw printed. Because, I mean, that's where David Haw sits. So I'm going to go with David Haw.
Where I'm sitting right now is his seat. Mm-hmm. And so he would have easy access to post it right over this Mully and Haw ad read here.
Yep. I'm going to say that David Haw did this.
Okay.
So if anyone's going to get mad.
That's where we start our investigation.
But this is how you get your own network. Chicago Haw Sports Network, CHSN.
Yeah, we're not mad. We think it's funny. I think it's funny.
It's pretty funny. Anyway, there was actual basketball conversation too that went on. And our guy, Chuck Swirsky, had an opportunity to talk with Arturis Karnišovas. So Modest, who was only supposed to play in one summer league game, he ended up playing again last night. Chuck asked AK about Modest and kind of where he's at. Oh, no, we don't have it. Oh, my bad.
So Chuck, I love this quote with Modest.
Sorry
about that. I was poorly worded by myself. But yeah, Modest was also there, and this quote got some traction last night on social media. Before we get to the AK, this is Chuck with Modest.
You're so well received by the fan base in Chicago, and that's because of your exuberance, your passion, your joy, your skill, all those above. Do you feel that when you're playing hoops at the United Center, that there is a connection between you and the fan base?
I do feel it, yes. To me, Chicago means a lot to me. It's bigger than basketball. Like, I was born here. It means everything to me. So the fans are very important to me, and I think the people always deserve better. So the fans mean a lot to me. Every time I step on the court, I try to put on a show for them.
I agree with Modest, and I hope he doesn't get in trouble for saying that, because Modest, as someone who grew up a Bulls fan, is saying that the fans deserve better. For someone as young as he is, he's 20. He takes the game pretty seriously, and just watching him up close down there, he'll look a little bit different. He's put on a little bit of weight upstairs, and that's what the Bulls wanted. They wanted him to be a little bit more physically imposing. So you could tell he's put on somewhere between 10 and 15 pounds, and he could put on another 20 before anyone would even really notice, because he's a long player and, you know, he's pretty skinny. But they want him to be kind of the face of this thing going forward. I don't know if it's fair to ask him to be that, but I think that's what they want.
I think that what he said about the fans deserving better is exactly what Bulls fans want to hear acknowledged. I think there's something special for the Chicago sports fan about having guys on these teams that are from here, like Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards on the Bears, because there's not so much of this like city pride, like he's from here like we are, something like that. But there's this acknowledgement that you get from these guys about, yeah, the Bears have said they're getting it together before, and it's been a letdown. The Bears' offense has been a disaster. These Green Bay games have – you get that acknowledgement from Cole Kmet and TJ Edwards, like, yeah, we feel you. We went through that, too, when we were kids. We watched the same games that you did. And you get that from Bouzelas, too.
I like him. I like his game. I hope that they found a star, because that's the way that they're going to have to do it. That people aren't coming here as free agents. They have been reluctant to make big moves. They are excited about Isaac Okoro because they think that they need a little bit more of a defensive edge out there on the perimeter, and he can provide that. But the thing is, unless you're – and I know that it's a bad year to make this type of general statement about the NBA, and Jason covered the league for a long time, so he can speak to it. You kind of need a star.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty much. The alternate path is so narrow. And it's what you saw Houston and Indiana try to do this year. And Houston got to the end of that and said, this ain't going to cut it. Let's get Kevin Durant. And Indiana would probably do the same thing if they had the opportunity to get somebody like that.
You could argue, though, if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, that they win game seven and win the title. You could make that argument.
It's a narrow, narrow path to try to get there.
I agree. I'm just saying that they would at least have we went to game seven of the NBA championship, so.
And Houston had a good, really good season. You don't have to win the championship to have had a really good season.
The number two seed in the West.
It'd be a really good team. But that path is so narrow. I mean, if the Bulls are not going to change it to where they do either be willing to burn it down to get a top draft pick, or they become a destination for star players around the league who either force their way out with a trade or come here in free agency. If they're not going to do that, then this is going to be the way they have to do it, with guys like Bouzelas and Josh Giddey and drafting really well and just putting a bunch of good pieces together. And it's incidentally, they have a coach who came up that way. Billy Donovan, when he was the coach at Florida, was not typically getting star recruits.
And to be fair, you covered Billy Donovan at Florida. I just want to make the audience aware of that you're speaking from a base of knowledge here.
Yeah, and in that, it's the parallel is really interesting, and it's just hitting me right now. At that time, it was Florida and Kentucky in the SEC. And Kentucky is getting Anthony Davis and all these guys. Kentucky is getting all the top recruits for a year. And Florida, meanwhile, is getting mostly
three-star guys.
Mostly other guys. The big recruit that Billy got when I was covering Florida was Brad Beal. But other than that, it was a lot of guys that were just very good players, but they'd be there for 3 or 4 years. These are a bunch of guys that you don't end up hearing about because they didn't become great pros like Kenny Boynton. Chandler Parsons is a guy who did, but wasn't one of these five-star recruits. Billy would build it that way in little pieces with role players, with guys that would do what he needed them to do, that would improve while they were there. And meanwhile, Kentucky would get the stars, and that was a way to compete for them. That is like what he's trying to do right now. He's trying to go this Houston or Indiana Pacers route. Meanwhile, everybody, the other teams are trading for Luka. I mean, it's really a tough poker game to play in if you're not going to be able to get those big-time free agents and trade acquisitions.
I know that there isn't an answer to this question, and I know this. I know what the Bulls' philosophy is. They want young. Like, they want 18, 19-year-old guys that have potential. I think that there's a flaw in that where they're usually picking, where it's the middle of the lottery or the bottom of the lottery. When it comes to whether or not someone's going to be a good pro, I personally think that there's a lot of value in finding someone who's played 2 or 3 years in college basketball for their basketball IQ to be up by the time that they get to the NBA. What it seems like is NBA people are saying, and the Bulls too, NBA people are saying, we can teach the basketball. We want the raw materials. And I look at a guy like Patrick Williams, and I go, that's a build-a-player guy. That if you were saying, draw it up. Okay, he's 6'9". He's broad shoulder. He can shoot. He can jump. He can run. Okay, that sounds like a really good place to start with a player. He also shoots threes well. Oh my God, like over 40% shooting threes? That's perfect. Why hasn't it worked out? Well, he was the sixth man that 1 year that he was in college, and there are times when it feels like he doesn't quite understand where he's supposed to be or how he's supposed to get there. So how do you balance the idea of raw talent and guys that you're willing to roll the dice on versus players that maybe don't match up physically but are better basketball players? And that's what I mean. Like, I don't think that there's a right answer to it. I just know that the way things have gone for the Bulls, they seem to end up on the wrong side of it with every choice.
It's two flawed options either way. I mean, neither path that you just laid out is perfect, is a guarantee. I think in their case, there is some justification for kind of taking this lottery ticket style approach to the draft of just get me the guy with the highest potential, because every team in this league is looking to put three stars in place to go compete for a championship. Even Houston, we just talked about, was the two seed in the West this year. They are building that young group thinking at some point we get our chance to pounce on Durant or Giannis or whoever is available that year. If you're the Bulls and you're saying, well, how am I going to get a star? Nobody wants to come here ever in free agency or trade, and they won't tank to get down into like the top two to three picks. It doesn't work for them. You're going to have to hope you hit on somebody in the middle of the draft that's just sky high potential, and you develop them into that and you get your star that way. It's such a hard road to go.
Well, I mean, they're doing the same thing with Josh Giddey, where they look at Josh Giddey and they say, okay, here's a guy who we think has some star potential, but I wonder which player is the real player. And I would say that the real player is the one that got benched in Oklahoma City and not the guy who played so great in the second half of the season for the Bulls, because he saw becoming a restricted free agent coming. Like, hey, let me – and there's a dearth of opportunity or dearth of talent on that Bulls team. So he was able to take advantage of that opportunity and be like, yeah, let me go out here and get some triple-doubles. Let me go out here and show people what I can do. I'm not convinced that the Bulls or any team that would sign Josh Giddey can trust that they're going to get that version of him going forward.
Yeah. I think that with the Bulls, there's also this issue that the Bears had for a while, and it seems like maybe they've moved on for where you've heard me moved on from, where you've heard me talk before about, well, there's good and then there's Bears good. And they have this lower standard for what they consider good compared to the rest of the league, compared to the actual contenders. And I think the Bulls are guilty of that a little bit too over the last few years, where they're like, you know, boy, do we really think Zach LaVine is one of three three stars on a championship team? No, but he's good enough for us. He's Bulls good.
And it's weird too, because they did the same thing with LaVine and Patrick Williams, where you have the player and you're like, well, I mean, they're pretty good, and we think that we might be able to get through to them and get them to play that we want. So we're going to give them the extension.
And we're going to give them the market value, the going rate.
Right. And in the case of Patrick Williams, I understand what they think they're, what they want to see, because I want to see it too when I look at Patrick Williams. But to me, the folly of it is the doubling down, where you've seen it for 5 years, and it's the same thing. Even people talk to me about Giddey being young. I'm like, he's played a lot of basketball in the NBA.
There's enough of a book to know what he is.
And when I look at these two guys, I go, you're going to double down. You're going to double down on Patrick Williams. You're going to double down on Josh Giddey. Now, the good thing is that so far, the Bulls have not bid against themselves for Josh Giddey. I think that Josh Giddey, and someone told Josh Giddey that he was getting $30 million a year, and he believed them. And that market, it was pretty much Brooklyn was the other team that was kind of interested in him, and maybe they'll spin the block on it. I don't think that he's getting that money. And I'm glad that so far the Bulls have not given him that. When we were talking to NBA people about this, the number that I keep hearing that's acceptable, which is weird because I know it's only $5 million per, $25 million per for Josh Giddey makes way more sense than 30. But even still, I would love for him to be the player that he was the second half of the season. I have no assurance that that is the case. I have no evidence that that is the case.
$30 million a year, we have to keep adjusting our thinking to what these numbers are because of inflation. I mean, these numbers keep going up and up and up. So $30 million a year, somebody almost got $1 million a game in their last deal. Was it Devin Booker or SGA?
Actually, yeah. I
mean, somebody's getting close. They didn't quite get to $82 million per year, but they're in the 70s, I think. So these numbers are going up. $30 million now is not what it was. I mean, there was a time where that's what LeBron James was getting paid. That's not where we're at now. $30 million a year is still, though, 60th in the league. If you get $30 million a year on average in your contract, you are ranked somewhere around 60th in the NBA in pay. I don't know that he's the 60th best player in the NBA.
I would say he's not. But, you know,
and if
I'm not a huge fan of his game.
If that becomes the market value, the market rate for Josh Giddey, great for Josh Giddey. The Bulls can feel free to let somebody else pay that.
Let someone else pay that damn thing. I'm with it. Let's go back to Chuck, because Chuck did talk with the boss. And that was my bad, Tanny, not yours. Don't take that, because that's on me. That's on me. Let's go back to Swerst talking with AK. Which would you rather hear? Because we got a choice of one or the other.
Let's skip ahead to the final one.
All right.
This is on if they're done adding this offseason, and there's also a message to the fans in here as well.
I think we always open to upgrade our roster. I think we really happy the way we finished last season. We happy with this group. Hopefully, a lot of our young players will take a step forward, and that's a very important thing. You know, besides player development, that we emphasize winning and teaching those highs what it takes, you know, what it goes into winning. And we talked, you know, with Billy, you know, all year long. It's not only rolling out the ball and, you know, developing your young players. It's also about winning. So and those guys care. Even the guys that we got in trade, they thought it was very refreshing to be, you know, with our group,
mm-hmm.
Because we put emphasis on winning, and that was very important for them. And we're going to continue, you know, with this group. You know, we won 39 games last year. Hopefully, we can do better this year. But with you know, going into the season and then looking forward to 2026 summer, where we're going to have some room in terms of flexibility, mm-hmm. financially, I think there's a lot of good things to come.
Okay, final question. A message to Bulls fans that are listening to your interview, and I'm sure, you know, the social media outlets are going to pick up your quotes and whatnot, but what would you say to Bulls fans right now going into 25-26?
No, I think it's exciting time. You know, we have a young core, but, you know, we had, you know, 39 wins last year, and the way we finished 15-5, I think it's positive. Yes, that play-in game didn't go our way, and kind of, you know, went into off season a little bit disappointed that it ended so quick. But I think this group has a lot of potential, and hopefully we will take a step forward next year.
Okay, so we hear him kind of saying, "Look, we're gonna drift in this season. Next year we'll have flexibility." But the problem is, just because you have cash doesn't mean that people are going to sign with you.
It's never meant that for them.
And that's the sad part about it. We have to take a break. When we come back, Kaylin Kaler is going to join us. We love Kaylin. She's a friend of the station. She's been covering this NFL collusion story. It's fascinating. And she's going to explain it to you next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
No collusion. There's no collusion. There's no collusion, and there hasn't been collusion.
I don't know that that's accurate, but I'm not certain for sure. It does seem like it has all of the ingredients of collusion, what's going on between the NFL and the NFLPA. So look, let's bring one of our friends on. Kaylin Kaler covers the NFL for ESPN. She does an incredible job of doing it. She's been our friend for a long time here at The Score. She joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kaylin, thanks so much for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Hi, Lawrence and Jason. How are you?
We're doing really well.
Good to have you. It's good to see you in this role after starting out as just another lowly Bears reporter.
That's right.
we've been so riveted by this story and by your reporting on it. But Lawrence and I are both in this industry. Like, we live in this. We live in pro sports. So we're really, you get way deep in the weeds on your reporting here, and we are here for it big time. Not everybody follows it at that level, though. So can you, like, for somebody like my dad, who is a football fan, but maybe doesn't dig this far into it, can you give someone like him two sentences on what's going on here and why you should care about it? And then I promise you, we will get into all the great details that you have.
Yeah, of course. Well, this topic in particular is hard for even like me to understand. And there were a few times in this reporting process where I was calling a player and everything I was telling them, they did not know. And I genuinely believed that they didn't know it because I don't think they were bullshitting me. Anyways, and this is just one of those topics where it's like, it's so confusing. But in a nutshell, the Players Union 2 years ago sued the owners alleging collusion in preventing players from getting guaranteed money in their contracts, because after Deshaun Watson signed his major deal, the three quarterbacks who followed did not get fully guaranteed contracts, and Deshaun Watson did. So the union felt like they had evidence to prove collusion, or maybe they didn't even feel like they had the evidence, but they felt like they had enough to file a grievance and to make noise, because the prior union director, D. Smith, his strategy a lot of the times was just to be a pester to the NFL and to sue them and keep suing them and keep suing them, because in the process of suing them, you actually learn a lot of helpful things in discovery. And that's exactly what happened here in this arbitration, because the arbitration itself, the decision was issued in January it was a system arbitration, and the arbitrator ruled in January that the PA did not win the grievance, so they were not awarded any damages. But in his decision, there were so many interesting little tidbits that he included, which came from the discovery in the arbitration. There were text messages between owners. There was presentation slides from the management council, which is the league's, it's a lot of lawyers in the management council, but they basically advise the teams on different trends and the salary cap and things like that, and the regulation of the NFL. And the management council, the arbitrator found, had actually encouraged NFL owners at the March 22 owners meeting to reduce guaranteed money in contracts. And he knows that because he saw their presentation slides, which included what they were going to talk about and what was on, obviously, the presentation slides to owners. And he had an email from Goodell that showed that Goodell encouraged the management council to do so. So this is all, you know, should have been a big win for the union, even though they didn't actually win the grievance, but it wasn't and hasn't been, because all of the contents of that decision, which I just walked you through, which is the arbitrator agreeing that the management council did collude. They did encourage the owners to reduce guaranteed money, but he just didn't agree that the owners were all aware that they were participating in the scheme. So that's why the PA didn't win the grievance. But all of that was not known to the public or even known to the executive committee, the 11 players who make up the NFLPA's executive committee, or their player representatives, the 32 player representatives that represent each NFL team. They did not know the contents of the decision until it was leaked 3 weeks ago to Pablo Torre. And then Don Van Natta and I at ESPN, we reported last week that the reason that no one knew about these moral victories within this collusion grievance for the PA is because the PA and the NFL had entered into a confidentiality agreement to keep those findings private for, you know, an unknown amount of time, essentially. And so that's why the PA did not publicize any of these things that seem like you would want the world to know if you were the players' union.
Kaylin, here's how I understand it, is the arbitrator is basically saying the Browns gave this crazy contract to Deshaun Watson, which we all thought was kind of crazy at the time.
Everyone thought it was crazy, considering, one, that he was still under suspicion for sexual assault by multiple women, and two, because that's a crazy contract to give someone.
So the arbitrator is saying, in the ruling, essentially, it seems very clear the owners saw that, reacted to it, worked to prevent that from happening again. That's what it appears to be. The arbitrator seems to say that's what appears to have happened here, but there is not conclusive evidence to rule that way. So the ruling by the book is that there isn't collusion, and the players' union's misstep in this, or I mean, that makes it sound too innocent, is to sign an NDA that none of this is going to become public. They agreed to just let's keep all this quiet.
Right. And what we don't know is why the PA agreed to that.
But the arbitrator is saying, we know you did this. We just don't have it quite by the book decisive.
Yeah. And like the arbitrator, so the PA, we reported this last week too, the PA has now decided to file an appeal of the decision. So the next step is that with their appeal, we don't even know the grounds of the appeal. They didn't comment on the grounds of the appeal. So we just know that they're going to appeal the decision, and that's going to go in front of a panel of three judges. That will be the next step, and they'll hear their appeal and decide if it has merit or not. But that took 6 months to happen. And that's the part that doesn't quite make sense, because there was so much in that decision that the arbitrator, as you said, The arbitrator did not need to include all the details that he did. It was a 61-page decision, full, chock full of these really interesting nuggets of what owners are saying to each other, what the league is saying to owners, things that we don't know about because all of these things happen inside closed behind closed doors at these owners' meetings. And so the decision included so much of that, and there's so much in there that the NFLPA could seize upon and file more grievances based off of. And so it's just interesting that it took 6 months for them to respond, and they only did respond after the decision, the full 61-page decision, all of those contents were leaked to Pablo Torre. So it almost feels like the PA's appeal is a response to the public seeing all that stuff, which they had agreed to keep quiet. And so we don't know why the league why the PA would enter into that confidentiality agreement, although, you know, you can hypothesize and think, well, maybe there's a bargaining chip in it for them, for the CBA. Those negotiations won't begin in earnest for about another 2 years. So that's kind of far off to be able to even, like, see if there is a direct result of that.
Well, and Caitlin, I want to ask you about this because you wrote about this part of it, too. I got issues with the PA on this, and I have some issues with their leadership. Can you walk people through what some of the conflicts of interest might be inside of the NFLPA
for Lloyd Howell?
So Lloyd Howell was elected in July of 2023, and I've talked to a bunch of players now about why they liked him, why they elected him, and the big reason they give is that he was a businessman. He understands owners and can negotiate with owners because he was in their world. And actually, I just had a former player representative tell me today that when Lloyd was pitching himself to them at the election, he pitched himself as somebody who's been fighting against unions. So he understands how to help a union fight because he'd been fighting against unions his whole career, working for Booz Allen, which is a major firm in D.C. And so...
So he pitched himself as anti-union to the union.
Basically. Yeah, basically. So,
but you guys can trust me now. Now you can trust me.
Right. The selling point for Lloyd was that he was like the opposite of D almost. He was not going to be like suing and fighting all the time. And he was going to be someone who could talk to the owners and like meet the owners at their level. But as part of that, the players did know at the time they elected him that Lloyd sat on the board of three public corporations, GE, Moody's, and Mantech, I believe is the third one. So he sits on the board of three public corporations. But what we found out in our reporting last week is that he also is a part-time consultant, operations executive, I believe is his title, for the Carlyle Group, which is a private equity firm that has now been, as of August, has been approved to take ownership, invest in NFL clubs. They have not yet invested in an NFL club, but they could any day. They could decide to do so. And so when he was elected, the firm was not yet approved to invest in NFL clubs, but it now is. And everyone we talked to for this story, I talked to Jim Quinn, who was a longtime outside counsel for the PA. He represented D. Smith. He represented Gene Upshaw, the prior union executive director. He said, I don't have his quote in front of me, but I think he said something along the lines of like, this is an outrageous conflict of interest because this role is supposed to be working for the players only. You shouldn't have a second job in this job. I'm paraphrasing what Jim Quinn said, but he said D. Smith and Gene Upshaw never had the ability to have another job and make income from an outside company because all they cared about was working for the players and representing the players. And so now you have an executive director of the union who is paid part-time consultant for a private equity firm that could invest in an NFL club at any moment. So you could have a scenario in the future where this is just a hypothetical, but he might have to file a grievance on behalf of a Falcons player against the Falcons. And the Carlyle Group owns a piece of the Falcons and he works for the Carlyle Group. So that's obviously like a very obvious kind of black and white conflict of interest there. But I'm going to go back to what a current player rep told me in response to that this week. It's back to the whole reason why they elected him, which is they wanted a businessman. And this player was trying to explain to me that he thinks it's actually to their advantage if they have someone who can invest in NFL clubs, because players want to be able to invest in NFL clubs and they currently can't. And actually, Lloyd Howell has spoken about players getting equity in the league several times. I believe at the Super Bowl, he spoke publicly about how he thinks if private equity can take ownership in NFL clubs, then why can't players invest in the league in the same way? So it's all really an interesting, and it's totally different from the previous way that the union was ran.
Kaylin, as always, we appreciate your time. You and Don and Pablo are doing incredible journalism. Please keep going with this. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks so much. I hope that made a tiny amount of sense.
It made all the sense in the world, except for the NFLPA part, and we're going to spend some time talking about that. That's Kaylin Kaler of ESPN, senior writer there. It's so great to see her continuing to do great work. We need to discuss this, because I am not shocked by that reaction that she got from a current NFLPA person, but there's a part of it that we need to really like drill down on. So we'll do that after a quick timeout. Jason Leisure is in for Spiegel. It's Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
There were a few times in this reporting process where I was calling a player and everything I was telling them, they did not know. And I genuinely believed that they didn't know it because I don't think they were bullshitting me.
Great quick turnaround.
Uh-oh.
I was not expecting that. I'm sorry, Tina. I know your job is to hit the dump button, but
the old double dump.
I reflexively was like, oh, no. Like, I have to do that. But occasionally it happens, and I'm glad that...
Dump him.
I'm glad that Kaylin feels that comfortable with us, that she felt like she was just talking to us in the...
She forgot she was on a live radio show.
Yeah, she talked to us like she would talk to us if we saw her at Soldier Field or at Hallis Hall, which I think is great. She was fantastic talking about a really difficult story. Jason, I want to get your thoughts on it real quick, but I just want to say this, that The NFLPA continues. They have a long legacy of not doing stuff within their best interest, going back CBA after CBA after CBA. For them to want to rally around a business guy instead of a union guy is mind-boggling to me. And I can't wait until D. Smith's book comes out. We should probably put him in the Slack, Alex. There you go. We should probably do that. But I don't understand why they would even think that that is a good idea. And now it suppressed our salaries, and it had a lot of people making bad faith arguments. Forget about Deshaun Watson for a second. Had a lot of people making bad faith arguments about Lamar Jackson when he came up, and there were all these teams that needed quarterbacks and then didn't sign him because of this type of collusion.
He's the victim, if I'm trying to think of a victim of this situation.
Kyler Murray too?
More so Lamar Jackson.
100%, but I'm just saying that there were others.
If Deshaun Watson gets a fully guaranteed contract, Lamar Jackson should get some kind of double fully guaranteed contract.
I just can't believe the PA is still in this place where they continue to make terrible decisions.
It's the worst run union in sports it has been. I mean, you compare it to what the other leagues do. In baseball, basketball, primarily.
Baseball, for sure. And I mean, look at the guaranteed money in basketball.
Yeah.
And how it continues to escalate.
And meanwhile, you have the football players union, where every time the league wants to push it out to 17 games and 18 games and maybe at some point 26 games where we just play half the year.
I do think it'll be 20.
Every time they do that, there's all this reaction. No, we would never do that. It's not safe. And then immediately, you know, when it actually comes down to negotiating, there's this all this caving, and they end up signing for it anyway. And it just never seems like things are going the right way there. And this is egregious. The fact that you would have this arbitration case essentially say, well, technically this is not collusion, but it's pretty much collusion. And then you don't share that with your members, who need that vital information, Lawrence, to negotiate their own contracts. How does Lloyd Howell still have this job today?
I can't understand it. Yes, Alex?
One of the text messages that was in that 61-page document was between Michael Bidwell of the Cardinals and Dean Spanos.
Who's always trying to get on the cheap.
Right, and Dean Spanos of the Chargers, and Dean Spanos is texting Bidwell saying, oh yeah, we like that contract with Kyler. That was you took some of the guarantees out, and that's going to help us with Herbert next year.
Were there emojis in it? Were there smiley faces?
That I don't know, but...
Like the sack of money emoji?
But I mean, like, look at what
the NFLPA kept that quiet.
Look at what the players have said in surveys about playing in Arizona and the things that they have to pay for. It's straight out of Moneyball. The type of things that players had to pay for there. And I get it. There's a lot of churn because NFL careers are not as long on average as baseball or basketball careers. So there isn't a consolidation of solidarity when it comes to their PA. But damn, a guy that has clearly got a conflict that you can't look past, and that's the guy that you have in the room fighting for you. And I get that you were probably impressed that, well, at least he was honest about his conflict. That doesn't change the fact that his conflict is going to cost you money. And the fact that they don't see that is frustrating, because they're the players that need to be protected the most. Out of all of the players that play professional sports, they have the worst deal, they have the worst union, and they have the worst conditions to play in. And you would have thought that they would have figured this out as a collective, and they haven't. And putting their future in the hands of someone who doesn't give a damn about them is ludicrous to me.
There's too many problems with this situation in terms of the NDA that the league signed, that Lloyd Howell approved as part of this arbitration case. And then, as Caitlin was saying, the failure to appeal this until it kind of got forced on you by it being in the media. All of this also, Lawrence, all of this goes to, when you say, what's the purpose of there being an NFLPA? What is the union's job? One of their main priorities has been to get more guaranteed money. This is an issue where there's an arbitration case about exactly the thing that the union is trying to fight for big picture is to get more guaranteed money. So when we talked earlier, if you're listening to this and you don't know all the nuances of this, when we talked earlier about Josh Giddey getting possibly getting a contract for $30 million a year, if somebody signs Josh Giddey of the Bulls for 4 years, $120 million, how much money is Josh Giddey going to get? $120 million. When Grady Jarrett, for example, signs with the Bears for 3 years, $43 million, I have it in front of me right here, that is more likely like a two-year, $26 million contract if things don't go well. That numbers that you see on these NFL contracts, other than Deshaun Watson's, are not real.
Yeah.
They're the numbers. The players don't get this either a lot of times, by the way, especially the young players who are going for that first big one. All they care about is that big number, and they don't really take into account that, you know, there's an easy out on year three of that deal or something. So at the time when Deshaun Watson gets this five-year fully guaranteed, I think, $230 from the Browns, it's looked at as this crazy move by the Browns. It's looked at from the player's perspective as, Deshaun Watson is not exactly the hero we wanted for this, but this is huge for us. This is a major milestone for us, big picture. And you have the owners immediately conspiring, it appears, by the arbitrator's report, to make sure that doesn't happen again, even for players who deserve it.
We need to take a timeout. When we come back, let's talk about the gap in sports right now because of the All-Star Game. That's next here on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.